Big Red Bench with Rudins of Washington Street. Your home for the perfect match.
You're just relieved the night's going ahead now, I suppose, at this stage?
Yeah, I think so. It was going to go ahead anyway, no matter where it was going to be. You know, I just needed someone to take hold of it and to organise it properly. And the fact now that Dan has come in, I rang him from Kazakhstan, and I knew if anything was going to happen around Cork, he's the man to do it. And so I gave him a call, and thankfully he jumped on board and was glad to do it. And you know, he said to me, it was a very short space of time, but I said, that's a good space of time as well, that you can get a good impact now in the next couple of weeks, you know, and if it's a reasonably priced, which it is, and I think there's a good opportunity for him to actually run a good show, you know.
What was your reaction when you got the initial phone call in Kazakhstan that it wasn't happening in Mill Street?
Yeah, I was disappointed, very disappointed. It was a good, you know, for our lads, you know, they want to perform in front of the big crowds, you know, and... You know, and we had only come back from, you know, four of these guys, are, you know, three of them had won medals at the Olympic Games, you know what I mean? They'd done the whole nation proud, and here, you know, it was probably because of lack of sales, and then Katie pulled out as well, so wouldn't have helped the sales of tickets, so this is disappointing for them, you know, they want to get out there, but at the end of the day, it's preparation for the European Championships, and this is a good French team. We're looking forward to having two contests with him. The initial one will be here, yeah. And the second one will be in Dublin in the National Stadium on a Sunday, okay. Before they head back on the Monday. And so, really looking forward to the challenge and getting some good preparation for the Europeans.
How important was it that this show went ahead for you in terms of preparations?
Yeah, look, everything was geared around Cork. You know, and the fact that the flights were coming into Cork, everything was so that they said, "What's the point in changing all that? Mm-hmm. Let's get down to Cork and make it happen in Cork." And as I said, that's when I got out to Dan and. Dan has made it happen now, and no better venue than Rogerstown Park Hotel, who came on board as well. And it should be an exciting night, you know. I think you'll see the best of what the country has to offer in as regards sportsmen.
Yeah, definitely. Just in terms of training and preparation, was there any disruption because of the whole kind of confusion?
No, we were preparing anyway for the Europeans, and preparing for this day. Yeah. And the third, you know, no matter, as I said, no matter where it was going to be. Yeah. So we're back in. The boys had a few days at home. Now we're back in on Tuesday. And still, they all know that we're fighting on the 3rd and 5th, and that's kind of heading now, you know.
Yeah, were the lads annoyed with the whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Someone were upset and annoyed, yeah, obviously. And they hear it on, and find out on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Yeah, that's how I found out as well. The boys told me, you know what I mean? So that was a bit disappointing, that no one had the dignity to ring and say, look, we're going to pull the plug on this. And so, look, anyway, you know, we just got to get our heads around that, control the controllables, and the fact is that we are fighting against France. They'll have a tough fight. They've got to prepare themselves for that. They can't be worrying about where it's on and who's going to be in the audience. We've just got to get ourselves ready for...
The fact that it is top-class opposition, that would focus the mind pretty fast.
Absolutely, because if you lose track of what you're there for, you end up being on the wrong side of a decision or on the wrong side of your pants, maybe. Yeah.
What exactly did happen, Katie? Was it a wrist or a hand?
Yeah, she had a small fracture to her under, to a bone in the wrist. After the fight in Castlebar. Now, it took a couple of weeks to detect it because it was just sore and it seemed to be getting better, but we ended up getting an MRI then, and we found out there was a slight fracture in it, so she's out for a few weeks.
So that just a few weeks, is it's not too serious?
She had missed it. It was 3 weeks where she hadn't done anything anyway before they found out, and then so it's probably another 3 weeks that she'd be out.
Like you said, you've been involved in high performance for 10 years and there hasn't been a Cork boxer in there. I suppose it's almost time for that to change, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, don't tell me the second biggest city we have that there isn't talent down here. Yeah. There's loads of it. You know, we need to develop that and maybe get a system and a structure in place that will bring those to the top. And there is plenty of talent down here. And there has been from my time of boxing. Cork always had, you know, some very, very sort of quality boxers on the team. As I said, around my time, there was four lads that went to the Olympic Games from one club there, you know, and the Sunnyside Club produced quite a bit. So, you know, we need to get that up running again. I think the structure's in place. I think hopefully the development of regional centres and development of, you know, in the high-performance manner, then I think we should see that happen.
It might be a long time before you get to see a group of boxers like this in one team on one night.
Well, absolutely. You know, there'll be three Olympic male medalists. One of them is a double Olympic medalist. You know, Joe Ward is a world champion. Ray Moylett was a world champion. Both of them are European senior champions. You know, so there's quite a bit of talent there. And Darren O'Neill, who was in there with me, is a European silver medalist and also an Olympian. You know, three times every senior champion. So there's an abundance of talent in the squad. You know, and you know, we never get to see them again, probably.